Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here. She's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. She's one of the top experts on speech and interpersonal communication on the planet. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, which is a consulting firm. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. This is something that I strive to do every day. Doesn't always work out for me. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it doesn't work out for me either all the time, by the way.
That's what happens to me. I'll be trying to do something. I'll be, you know, trying to convince somebody to do something, and, you know, and I'll have some kind of a, you know, make some kind of a statement, you know, and my wife will look at me, or one of my children will look at me and say, well, how's that working out for you, Dad?
Yeah, that's so funny. I know. Well, you got to keep at it. That's the thing.
That's exactly right. I'm thinking about a song, Ruth, that was popular a few decades ago by Mac Davis, and the title of it is, Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Every Way.
Oh, my goodness. Love that title.
And isn't that the kind of a song that we all like to sing from time to time?
Absolutely. It's very, very challenging.
Is there anything wrong with kind of feeling that way, that it's okay to be me?
It is absolutely not only that it's okay, it's just imperative. And there's a trend in business right now where being who you are, the okay to be me, as you just said, is very powerful. And the trend is all about letting people in a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean you have to let them in to your intimate personal life, but to let them know a little about you. So, for example, you know, in the old days, before social media, before the computer, before email, before all that, we'd go to clients' offices, and people who were good at communication skills would look around the office and see if there were photos of the client's family
or ducks on the wall or something like
that.
Yeah,
exactly. And if you were smart, you'd ask questions about them. You'd kind of know what your client's birthdays were. You know, all that stuff that we still do that's still important. Today, however, we've taken it a step further, or I should say the trend is to take it a step further and to be a little more personally revealing, revealing about who you are, what your feelings are. So how can that apply to businesses? Well, one way would be to talk about some of the struggles that you've had in business, or perhaps say that you bring a video camera into your office and you do a tour and you feature people who are on your staff, and maybe they just wave, or you introduce them and say, there's Kathy who runs our website, and there's Joe who runs our IT.
So Ruth, you're saying that instead of sitting in your office and waiting on people to come by and discover you, you're saying put yourself out there and reveal. Don't wait for people to discover you. Reveal yourself, so to speak.
That's right. And it is so appealing to people, because what people want to know, they want to connect with business people and their peers, by the way, who aren't all powerful and all knowing. They want them to have expertise, but they also want to connect with them on a personal level, to feel like they're more like they are, so that the struggles that they feel are not so out there, that they're not alone, that your lawyer, your accountant, your car dealer, your, any type of vendor or business that you buy from has similar issues, similar struggles, similar ways that they've run their business and maybe have learned to do better, and that you can learn from. So it is all about connection.
I do think you're right about this, Ruth, because one of the things that I've talked a lot about on the show and in my writing and different things that I do is the fact that in the future, from today forward, and when I say in the future, I mean it's actually happening today, but it's going to be more important in the future, are for people to know a little bit about your values, not just about your brand message, the product you sell, what value you bring. That's understood. But to know, they want to know whether how they feel about you, don't they?
That's exactly right. I think you hit the nail on the head. You said it in a way that I couldn't quite articulate, that it's about values. People have, you know, they have so many choices these days. Again, with social media, it has leveled the playing field in terms of who can get their message out, their brand message, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of values, that is a unique selling proposition.
And isn't that going to be, though, isn't values going to be a huge part of your brand message going forward?
It is.
It has to have the other stuff with it, the classic traditional stuff part of it, because that's why people show up. But why do they come back? What do you think?
They come back, of course, because they feel that connection with you. Their values and your values are aligned. And not only that, and let me clarify that, that doesn't mean that your political opinions, that your, you know, certain religious views have to be aligned or identical. It's more the view from, I wouldn't say 30,000 feet, I'd say the view from 5,000 feet.
Right.
As you're coming in for that landing,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the idea that that person has a respectable value, that has respectable values, values that I can respect. I may not agree
mm-hmm.
with them entirely, but I respect that person. That person does good in the community, for example.
And when you mess up, and you will mess up,
yeah.
When you drop the ball, when something goes wrong, when you have to raise your prices,
yes.
I think this is what's good news for small business, Ruth, is whenever those things happen that make the customer go, if they've already made this connection with you, they're going to cut you some extra slack, aren't they?
There's no question about it. It's so funny, Jim. I was into my hairdresser yesterday, needed a cut, got a great guy. He's the owner of the salon, and I don't think he charges enough. And he's a good friend. I love him. You know, he's
uh-huh.
great. And I told him,
I said,
you know, you're the owner, you're the master. You need to charge a premium.
Yeah.
And, you know, he appreciated that. But that's because we have a connection.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just go into any salon and
exactly.
So.
But here's the question I'm going to ask Ruth when we come back. How close are we getting to TMI here with some of this stuff? I'm going to ask Ruth about that after these messages. 20 after, Ruth Sherman is our guest. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. I'm still working on that, folks. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.